Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Well, they had a great win over the Adelaide Strikers yesterday. Sydney Thunder, 6 for 168 off their 20 overs. Shane Watson, top scoring with 68. They dismissed the Strikers for 97. And we have the Thunder's keeper on the phone now, Jay Lenton. G'day, Jay.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Very good.
Mate, we're well. You must be feeling good today as well. 71-run victory. Did it pretty easy in the end.
Yeah, it was a very nice victory, obviously. The Strikers had the last four on us, so it was very nice to get out there and get a win, and a pretty comprehensive win in the end. I think we started from ball one with Shane going out there and batting. Like, Shane was fast, but Shane, he still hit the cricket ball very hard and very far. And I think we used the wicket and the conditions to our advantage and bowled beautifully.
Oh, well, I'm looking at your scorecard here, mate. 27 off 16. Well done there. Nice strike rate of 168. Batting at 7. I've got to ask a question. When do you pad up? Because I remember playing cricket as a young boy. I used to pad up maybe 2 or 3 before, but wickets can fall so quickly in this format of the game.
Yeah, they certainly can. And Spotless says, we like to joke around with the new guys that come to Spotless, but the change rooms are actually so far away from the dugout. So we like to see how long it takes them before they actually think about going to put the pads on.
But, yes.
With T20 cricket and batting at 7, usually put the pads on pretty early, even if it's at the start. It's only 20 overs, and you could get the tap on the shoulder to go out there, and if there's a match-up for a left-hander like myself or someone else might go in and fancy a short boundary. So, yeah, padding up in T20 cricket's a little bit different.
Just on Watto, 68 off 40. Again, as you mentioned, just absolutely monsters the ball. Put one that out of the stadium the other day. What's it like to play with him and his experience for the rest of the team?
It's absolutely fantastic. I'm lucky enough. This is my third year with Shane now. And just the subtle expertise that he brings you. He's not in your face about trying to help you out, but just a tip here or there whilst playing or at training. And you go away and you start to think about it. You start to execute in training, and then you come back a day later and just got this little smile on his face, like, "Sergeant, work." He's fantastic, and yeah, as I said, as we saw last night, the way he's hitting the ball at the moment, it's unbelievable.
Tell us about Arjun Nair, mate. He was banned from playing because of his bowling action last year. Took 3 for 12 last night. Tell us about him and you know, his return to the game.
Oh, he's a great young guy. And obviously, to have somebody like that put on you at such a young age is one of those things that it's going to go one of two ways. And the way I know personally, seeing Arjun work so hard over that period that he had off on getting his bowling action right, getting himself fit and getting himself ready to go to play cricket as soon as his ban was over. So I was thrilled to see him back last night. And obviously, with our team, with the amount of spinners we have and he's an all-rounder. It's quite hard to get into that lineup. So he definitely took his opportunity last night. And he's a quiet character when it comes off the field. He likes to keep to himself. But it was great to see Darren perform because he's such a talented cricketer and still so young. I think we all forget that he's just about to turn 21. He's been around for 3-4 years already. Mm.
You sit behind the stumps, Jay, and then we know the Big Bash is bells and whistles, lots of fireworks and the rest of it. How much chat is there out on the field, especially in your position, being that keeper batsman?
Apparently I did cough a bit of stick for being a little bit loud in the stump mics, which is always fantastic, but it doesn't cross too many people the right way, but I enjoy being loud. That's just me. I like to be upbeat, like to be energetic, obviously. Nothing on the bad side, just trying to keep the guys up and energised. But it's Big Bash cricket, it's 2020 cricket. I'd like to make a deal myself. I had a deal with Johnny Bracewell, one of our assistant coaches, last night. I would actually be louder than the music. I think the guys at Fox may have turned the mic down a little bit. But I like to provide the energy. And just, I think we showed it last night with a couple of fresh faces coming in there. We were up from ball one. The energy was fantastic. We're running around. And look, it's 20 yards of cricket in the end, so there's not too many balls to be out there, so we may as well be enjoying it and being upbeat for those 120 balls.
You're second on the ladder, 4 wins, 4 losses. You play the Heat at the Gabba on Thursday. They obviously have some strike power in their batting lineup. How are you going to beat them?
We played them only a couple of days ago. That was our game for the Strikers. So we, I think it was 9 days in between Prince Cross playing them. And as you say, they've got some serious power up top. Chris and Brendan both started to get some runs against us, and then pretty sure they got a few last night. We missed that second game in the shed still. I think they both got 60 last night.
Yeah.
Look, we've got our brand of cricket and the way we like to play cricket, and nothing really changes with them either. There's that many stats and analysts and everything out there that you've got how to bowl at certain people, but we've tried to dumb things down and simplify things. So look, the gather's a different ground and different conditions again. So we've just got to practice hard and adapt to those conditions. But let's just hope that they don't get going.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because they can get going. I think it was 66 and 69 for those boys there. Jay, thanks for your time. I'm sure you've learnt plenty off those. Yeah, Joe Root and Josh Butler there as well, which is pretty handy to learn from. Good luck this Thursday at the Gabba against the Heat, sitting second on the ladder. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.